It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Janelle Fike with Meaningful Minds. This is a great program, and we're going to kind of give you a little bit of a basis as to what they've been up to. They've moved. They have a new building. We're going to talk about that and the fact that it allows them to do some different things now. A very exciting time for them. Janelle, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us, Dave.
Anytime. This is, I love when you guys do this and when we can offer things for people here in the area and for the kids and stuff like that. So let's talk about and give a little background on Meaningful Minds.
Meaningful Minds has been open for a year, November 1st, this year.
This year. And what kind of things do you guys do? You're basically an after-school program, right?
Yes, for the most part. For the most part, we do after-school programming. We do some younger, toddler programming during the day, and we have a morning class and an afternoon class for them. And then we do after-school classes during school year time. We offer summer programming. We offer community engagements and just support through to other businesses in their public events as well.
And really, you know, Meaningful Minds is more than just a place to send the kids to learn about science and math and those kind of things. You guys really like to be involved in the community and teaching kids about, you know, civic responsibilities and things like that too, don't you?
We do. We try to get out there. We right now are going at least once a month to the food bank and helping out there for about an hour on a Friday evening. It's very fun, actually, to get together and just kind of do a little bit of a project more so. We help them organize the goods that they've received and kind of make sure that things aren't going expired so that things are getting off the shelves and rotated.
But it's really about teaching the kids to be a part of a community.
Yes.
And those kinds of things. Now, what kind of helps and things like that do you guys offer down there?
We do Reading Hub, which is individualized. We work with kids from about age 4 to, let's see, about 15 has been our oldest so far. And we work with them for about 15 minutes twice a week right now. And it's more relaxed. We let them pick the book, pick the topic they want to read about, and then we kind of go over some little reading rules and make sure that they're comprehending what they're reading. Evidently, with the littler ones, we do letter and sound recognitions. I have a great lady that's coming on board. Her name is Jennifer Willis. She is going to be working with our toddler group, and she's got a great passion for teaching. It's truly amazing to watch her work.
And so you guys, you have the reading and you have you guys have STEM, but there's a different approach to it, right? You deal with the STEM stuff, but
yeah.
You have a somewhat different approach than other places do.
Yeah, we take it for more of a play approach. We believe that play is very important and that you learn a lot through play. Children have enough pressures on them already that we believe that if we could take the stresses away of reality just even for an hour or so, that they can come in an educational and comforting place, a safe place that they feel that is welcoming to them.
Because if I remember right, we had you guys in during the summer, and one of the things that you did for science was you did superhero science.
Yes, over the summer we did superhero science, and we did a Lego program. We do a lot of Lego everything. We have a lot of Lego programming that we'll be using, yes.
Well, and it keeps them involved. It's a good way to keep them involved, and it deals with spatial relations and things like that. So Legos are acceptable. It's all right.
Right. Legos are great. And it's truly amazing what these kids come up with. They're great to watch play with the Legos, and they can learn a lot from the Legos.
All right. So you guys are now in a new location. You're on Main Street, and you're getting ready to kick everything off coming up on October 18th. And some of the classes and things like that are ready to go. In this new location, what are some of the newer things than the things that you're going to be able to do now?
So in our new location, like I said earlier, we will be able to have toddler times earlier in the day. So we'll be able to provide a morning time and an afternoon class. we will also be able to host birthday parties, small events. On Wednesday, October 20th, we have Miss Jen's Little Stimmers Pumpkin Sensory Play. And that will be held twice on that Wednesday. We have a morning time at 10 a.m. To 11:30. Or we have an afternoon time from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. The ages for this group will be 4 to 6. The cost on that program is $6 each. You can go to our website, meaningfulminds.org, to sign up.
And it's important. Meaningful Minds is with a Z. Don't forget that.
With a Z.
And go check that out. Go check out all their great programs. And you're on Main Street now. So where are you guys located now?
We are at 15 East Main Street, Price, Utah.
And once again, it's a bigger location. It allows them to do more, have more things going on there. You guys have a great website. You also have a great Facebook page as well with all the information on there. But if people are interested and want to know more information, you know, is it as simple as going on the website, going to the Facebook page, or coming in? What's the best thing to do?
All of the above. Honestly, after the 18th, we will be open in the afternoons. Please feel free to stop by and meet us at any time. You can reach out to us on our Facebook, our Instagram, our email, webpage, however you feel comfortable to reach out to us. We will get back to you.
And it's all right there. And it's, once again, it's just a great program for after school, during days and things for toddlers now. It's Meaningful Minds, and they do great things. Not only is it like the basics, the reading, writing, and arithmetic kind of things, but it's more civic-minded as well. It gets the kids involved and teaches them things about being a community. Even during the summer, I believe you guys did and ran, they taught them how to like run a little business and stuff like that,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We had some student ambassadors that we worked with, their customer service skills. We let them take charge and have kind of build their own little lessons here and there and help support us in what we was doing.
And so it's a great, great program, not just about school stuff, but that's important as well. A whole lot of other things that there are to learn down at Meaningful Minds. Janelle, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And is there a phone number or anything that people can get in contact with you at?
Yes, you can give me a call at 435-650-4773, or you can reach out to us at meaningfulminds@gmail.com. We also have a family costume party on Saturday, October 23rd from 1 to 4 p.m. All ages are welcome. The cost for our family costume party will be $25 a family of four, or $8 each.
And come on down and have fun. See what Meaningful Minds is all about. Bring the family and just enjoy the afternoon. Janelle, thank you once again for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.